Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it really doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. And if you have any suggestions for future sessions, make sure to put them in your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. Welcome to this week's HypnoSOS. This week's subject is slightly unusual. It's called How to Be Lucky. There are so many different coincidences and synchronicities that occur in our life, but we don't always see them or hear them or pay attention to them. So I'm going to make a few suggestions to make it easy for you. You know the way. Sit down or lie down. Doesn't matter which. Close your eyes if you haven't already and make your body as comfortable as you can. You know you can move around if you want to. It won't disturb you, the same as it wouldn't disturb you in your sleep. Just make yourself comfortable. Allow your breathing to slow down. Make it easy by taking a nice deep breath now and just let it go. And with your out breath from now on, any unnecessary nervous tension can just be breathed away. This is a little time for you, a time in which there's no need to think of anything, do anything, or be anything other than in the moment. But if your mind does drift, and your thoughts wander, you already know that this is fine. No matter how unimportant or inconsequential, the thought can just drift to the back of your mind for the time being. And when you've finished, you can pick that thought up. It will be waiting for you. But the way you react to it may have changed. Because after this, after this little time of peace. You may be more alert and aware to the things that you can control. So let's begin. Silently and mentally, you can count down from 10 to 1. Use your out breath as a way of timing the numbers. Each descending number taking you 1/10 deeper and deeper into these moments of peace. Deeper and deeper. Nothing else matters, just let the numbers and your breathing carry you into an ever deepening state of focus. An ever deepening state of peace. And all the while you go deeper, deeper, deeper relaxed, as naturally as you would when you're drifting off to sleep. And as with then, there's nothing else for you to do, just breathe and let your unconscious mind do the work for you. 10, 9, going deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper still. 8, 7, 6, and you may find that your mind will cause you to pay full attention to the words that I say sometimes, and at other times it is as if you've fallen into a sleep, a deep, deep, peaceful sleep. But it really doesn't matter whether you pay full attention or your mind wanders, for your unconscious mind is always there to keep you safe. 5, 4, 3, deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper still, 2, and 1. And 0, all the way deep down as you want to be right now. You could be more relaxed, you could be less relaxed, but in these moments you are as deeply relaxed as you need to be for your unconscious mind to be able to pay attention. To pay attention to things in a slightly different way. 4, in every moment of your life, there is the opportunity to pay attention to something in a way that brings the positive to you. Our mind is extraordinary. We can tune it in to different things. You could tune it in to every yellow car you see, and then suddenly you see many yellow cars. Or you could tune it in to a book, and then suddenly you see it in a shop or someone else reading it. Every single moment of our day, there is an opportunity to tune in to different things, different synchronicities that will help you move forward, improve your life, to be lucky. For the only difference between someone who is lucky and someone who is not is how much they pay attention to the world around them. So open your eyes to the possibility of seeing something that will help you. Open your ears to the sounds of things that will make a difference. Open your heart to the opportunities that are around you. And the interesting thing is, luck does not happen in the way we expect it to. But you have to make yourself available. Make a conscious choice that today I'm going to be lucky. And you will be. You may not register it immediately, but simply by being open to possibilities, to tuning your senses to that which you need in your life, and in asking for it. Asking for what you need, whether it might be a little help, a little support, a little comfort. Luck comes to those who ask for it too. So perhaps, just perhaps, you can take a moment and think about what it is that you want, in what way. Do you want to be lucky? Think about it now. It may come to mind, it may not. If it doesn't, allow it to percolate through your sleep and your dreams. Your unconscious mind knows what you want, what you really want. Luck comes to those who believe they deserve it. And in a strange way, that means you have to work for it by opening your eyes, opening your ears, opening your mouth, opening your heart to the possibilities that are already around you. And this is the thing. You don't need something new, something extra. You don't need to have more information. You don't need to have more intelligence or training. Just open your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and your heart. And the luck is already there, around you. Different ways of doing something, of achieving your goals. People who can help, different ways of thinking, and sometimes, just sometimes, it also means letting go of something or someone that doesn't suit you anymore. And so luck is there. You don't need to find the four-leaf clover. It's there already. Tune your mind, your thoughts, your vision, your hearing, and you will be lucky. Dream it, and you can make it real. And be grateful for all that is already in your life that makes you lucky. The people around you, your health, your humour, so many things taken for granted. But through them, we can recognise that we're already lucky. And we can add to it. In a few moments in time. In a few moments in time, you'll hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open. And you will open your eyes to a world in which you will see that which will prove you are lucky. For vision itself is luck. Appreciate it. It's valuable. Protect it. The same with your hearing and your voice and your heart. Self-care is at the root of luck. Self-love is at the root of self-care. And in a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. You'll feel calm, refreshed and relaxed, and perhaps, just perhaps, a little bit excited, too, at the possibilities of luck around you. So ready? 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8, open your eyes now. Wide open. 9 and 10, fully wide awake. Be lucky. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's HypnoSOS, and please be kind enough to let me know with a review. I do appreciate it. And if you have any ideas of something you'd like to hear, let me know in the review. Oh, and please remember to share with anyone you think might benefit from it. Thank you.